Hey, this is T.A. Marion calling in from kilometer 2690 of paddling north, temporarily paddling south. Actually, we did paddle south all day. We just have just turned, and we'll start paddling north again in the morning, which is all kind of funny. But we actually got to paddle into a south wind much of the day. But we almost tagged another degree of longitude, just short 132.99, so we'll cross that tomorrow and then start making our way north and looking towards 68 degrees, probably in a day or two. It was a beautiful morning on our sandbar camp, and we packed up and headed out, and as soon as we started to head out, the wind started to blow, so we did indeed have to work for most of our kilometers today. And we ended up having to crisscross the river a couple of times because of these ginormous sandbars that take up at least half, if not three quarters of the river. So we got caught by one and ended up having to zip quickly over to the navigational channel, even with as little draft as we did. We're ending up actually camping on the north side for the first time in quite a while because a sandbar forced us over. We saw the Coast Guard ship again today, and it was great. The Ekalu, I think, actually stalled coming across that same sandbar passage to give us time, and then when they did come along, they slowed right down and went to no wake, and they blew the ship's horn, and the one guy came out and shouted and made sure we were okay, so that was very sweet of them. And it's pretty toasty here today. We thought maybe we'd get a thunderstorm, but instead as I look out, I see a giant blue sky and that blue and white and blue and white and gray. The clouds aren't blue, but everything sort of, the reflection in the river is blue and white, and the clouds are sort of whitish with gray, and the sun's still fairly high in the sky, so it's still pretty warm at 10 p.m., and that's about it. This is sort of what we do. We get up, we paddle, we eat, we paddle, we eat, and then we go to bed so we can paddle again tomorrow. Depending on how the weather goes, we may or may not make Sigachik tomorrow, formerly known as Arctic Red River. That is where the Dempster Highway crosses the Mackenzie. There's a ferry there. So we'll see how that goes. There's supposed to be some northwest wind coming, so depending on when we're able to hit the river and all that, and when the wind comes up, we may or may not make that. But we'll check in with you either way. So that's up here on day 75. We're at kilometer 2690, and we hope you had a great day. Thanks. Bye.